You know, I got a follow-up on that. So is there a relationship that the city can have with the U of M to influence it? Or should there be a relationship there? Or are we just powerless as a city and as voters?
Well, we are a company town. Let's not forget that. U of M and Ann Arbor are a company town. We have seen more private businesses leave Ann Arbor in the last few decades than we've seen move in. We saw Bechtel move out of Wolverine Tower. We've seen Pfizer sell off, you know, North Campus. So we are going in the direction of being more of a company town, and so I think we're more beholden. What is our relationship? Well, you know, the U of M is its own entity, and they're constitutionally created by the state. We have to have a good relationship with them, but they are going to do what they need to do best, and that is provide education to the masses and to the global. I think what we're dealing with is the global economy in that regard. But we certainly need to have a board of regents that is cognizant that if they keep growing and keep buying property in the city of Ann Arbor, that they're going to basically kill the goose that laid the golden egg, because all of these amenities about a nice downtown is just going to be nothing more than a student food court, and that's not going to provide for the rest of us that live in our neighborhoods.
Okay, let me ask that question to the rest of you as well. What should be the relationship with the university, and is there anything that city council and the mayor's office could do to engage the university? All right, we'll start with Sally.
This is very, this is one of my core priorities for mayor. They said before, the university's going to have a new president. We're going to have a new mayor. It's time for a new attitude on the town-gown relationships. Mm-hmm. I noticed when I was running for city council 2 years ago, very clearly that there was a lot of resentment from the city toward the university because they don't pay taxes. The reason why we don't have productive dialogue at the mayor's office and the president's office now is because it seems like the city is always wanting to start the dialogue with payment in lieu of taxes or some combination of payment. And we need to get over that. We need to stop being angry at the U for not paying taxes. That's not their job. What we do need to do is work with them on issues of mutual interest, job creation, transportation, infrastructure, quality of life. Those are all things that they have said that they will come to the table and have a dialogue with us on. We need to come to the table with an open mind and to not start every dialogue with a request for payment in lieu of taxes.
Thank you. Christopher, same question to you in relationship with the university.
Yeah, I think that this gets to the head of state question that I answered. I touched upon before. It is a new day. There will be a new mayor, a new president, and we need to work with the university as best we can on areas of mutual interest. The university is going to do what the university is going to do. They have a separate mission. They have a separate set of constituents, a separate set of stakeholders. Their interest in helping the city is limited. What we need to do is work with them on those areas and educate them about the impact that they have. A very brief story. Brandon spoke to a number of council members at one point talking about the hockey game coming to the Big House. He was describing how great it was going to be for the city. Restaurants, hotels, all, you know, people come here, hundreds, you know, thousands of people coming during the winter. That's going to be great. And in one respect, it's absolutely true, and we're delighted to have those folks here. On the other hand, from an organizational perspective, from the city side, it was all cost. You know, we're not getting any money from that. We're not getting any help from that, but the additional services we're going to have to provide. He had no sense about that, no understanding. We need to communicate to them what they're doing, how it impacts us, and then because I think, broadly speaking, we have, they're not evil. They just don't understand. And so we just need to help them understand what they're doing, what our needs are, and I believe that we can move forward more effectively.
Thank you. Saber, same question to you.
Okay. So I think every one of us up here is affiliated at one time or another with the University of Michigan, including me. But I'll tell you what the university thinks of us. Jim Kosteva and I spoke at the same meeting once, and he referred to the relationship between the city and the university as the university is the husband, the city is the wife, and sometimes the husband does something that really irritates the wife. And so he handed me a bouquet of flowers and candy to play makeup. This is an attitude at the university. I don't want to educate the university. These are highly educated people. But it was an attitude of the past. New president, new person addressing the president as mayor, absolutely true. But you have to come in knowing what you want. I have no needs from the university. They have needs from the city. And what I want out of the university is not their money. It's not their infrastructure. It's not their property. What I want out of the university is their brains. And I want their brains to focus here on the city too. And that's the kind of collaboration I'm looking for.
Thank you.